not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pinkard, along with Johnny. Tonight we're discussing two Genie Plus or not a Genie Plus.
That's the question.
Because do you really want to be looking at a phone to just get, like, all day to get everything done? Or do you want to take your time, enjoy your family, take in the park, especially seeing how bumpy it is?
Yeah.
It also means this system needs a change for the better. But just like how the DAS system has changed for the better with now being online, not being paper. But this is kind of a step down from what FastPass was. Now it's just a pay-to-play version.
Everybody loves pay-to-play.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever.
It's almost like if we wanted pay to play, more sites, more places would have this pay to play method, which I don't see that happening, to be fair, to be honest, which is a big deal, especially when a family's trying to make the most out of their day. There's some parks where you can't get the most out of that $15 a day. And then there's the issue of if you want to go on other attractions, guess what? You have to pay more money for those rides. And it's surge pricing, too.
Ooh.
So is that the best? I don't think so.
It's like Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Like something more popular, the price goes up. It just surges up.
Yeah. That's never good.
Yeah. Based on demand.
Yeah. And no one, I truly wonder how the surge pricing is going to be used for these individual lightning lanes, because how far are they willing to go in price too, because if it's surge pricing, sky's the limit. No one's telling them not to have a cap on it, or there's no publicly known caps for it's not publicly out there. If there is a certain cap per person that they'll charge, no one knows that. I'm sure Disney has an idea of where the capping point is, or is it going to be sky's the limit?
It's like, you won't know until you get there.
Mm-hmm. And now with FastPass, you used to be able to pick out your rides like 60 days beforehand. Now you can't do that, so there's a disadvantage to that as well, in my opinion. But everything changes in time, too.
Of course, like the first day usually has like those bumps and glitches.
But you don't know how many bumps and glitches they're going to have in the future, too.
Exactly.
Because nothing's perfect is a big deal. And seeing even a company just have this new product come out online, which is meant to help people. If you're a family of four, for one ride, it could be well over $100. So how much money are families willing to pay for this Genie Plus and have Genie control their day? It's a big deal. I look at it as having some, this Genie Plus could be very helpful for couples, but if you have a large family,
ooh,
it's going
yeah.
to add up
it's
daily
add
over
very
time.
Quickly.
Yeah. And some people save up a lifetime to just go to Disney World or Disneyland or any Disney theme park. So how is this going to be going forward? Are they going to simplify it? Because I think the only way it's going to get going to become more, much more obtainable is if you simplify it. Because there's one ride in, currently in Disneyland per day. At Disney World, it's $15 a day for 46 Lightning Lanes. In Disneyland, it's $20 a person per Lightning Lane across two parks. And at Disneyland, there's a new attraction, Rise of the Resistance, opened up. It costs $15 per day. And then the Lightning Lane, for a family of four at Disneyland, it could be a total up to $60 for two parks. Mhm. And plus the glitches. So how is that going to help people? And their with this Lightning Lane, they're actually prioritizing guests that stay at the resort. So it's really hindering those who are staying off property too, which is a big deal. They have to do better. And I look at it, all companies should strive to do better. And if Disney can make improvements, so then what's stopping other places too? Or like, yes, it's good to have the option to pay, but leave it up to the guest to choose. Do you want to wait in a line? Or just be able to have that ability to just pay the price, so they could end up like skipping the line. I could see in some situations skipping the line, but I don't know if it's worth, if it's going to really be beneficial, or how beneficial is it going to be?
It almost sounds like it's sort of like you have either a package or you have the a la carte menu.
Mm-hmm.
Or the combo or the a la carte menu. Like paying for like each little individual ride.
Yeah. Which makes me really think, how is this going to actually benefit so many people? Like, how is this going to actually matter? How is this going to actually impact a vacation?
See, I thought I saw somewhere, like, if you like have a season pass, like, the only,
mm-hmm.
if you're out of pay, like, you only have, like, the top tier pass.
Oh, yep, that's true.
Like, I was like, what?
Yeah.
If you want, like, a cheaper pass, you gotta be living in Florida.
Yeah. Which is a big deal.
They really want that tourist money, don't they?
Yeah. Which, their business, they have every right to.
Exactly.
But also, how it's just how are they going to manage this, because it could end up not working in their favor long term too, which is a big deal. I look at this and go, what is the greater impact of is this going to have on it? On anyone? Because anyone who goes to that park is going to end up wanting to save time. I know I would want to make sure time is saved and things could happen. But there's a certain point where how is this going to be beneficial to all? Granted, all doesn't matter in some points. Or at least not in, or it may not seem to matter, but the end goal, there has to be a certain goal that they have to achieve with certain, they have to have something in play to know how they could best meet goals, which is a big deal in and of itself too. Because certainly this could lead, if they don't have a goal in mind, or if they don't have certain surge pricing caps for like these lightning lanes, it's going to be just a money grab for families too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because how much money could a family spend when they go, you could either choose you could either choose different things. But
by our rules.
Yeah. Or you could stand around, which I don't see that being bad, standing in a line. I can't complain about that if you're saving, or if you're being cautious from what you're spending on, these lightning lanes on, or it's one attraction. But you could also pick and choose which people are actually going to use these non-included lightning lanes. It isn't a bad thing. It's just people have to be cautious with spending too. Because I'm sure people budget too. It's just not a free-for-all. It definitely leaves an impact. I think only time will really tell with the flaws that it has, if it's even going to be beneficial to...
Is it going to be good? It's going to be like...
How
Disney Plus had their Premier Access thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like they're not doing that anymore.
Right. No, they still are.
Seems like right now they switched everything to just theaters.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, it seems like rest of this year they're going to dig out, they put all their movies in theaters, then go to Disney Plus, like, later
right.
on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They found they made more money off of that.
Mm-hmm. I think whatever is going to happen with this program, I think it will be up to seeing how YouTuber influencers like it, as well as regular guests, too.
Yep.
Because that's a big thing as well.
Or just like your influencers, like YouTube and
mm-hmm.
TikTok and whatnot.
Right.
Seems like
it's
that's the big...
Mm-hmm.
It seems like TikTok's now the big one.
Oh, really? I think on this note, we'll be back next month, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune to an all-new episode and see what's up next with us, because we have a lot in store, and we're finally back, better than ever.
We're back, baby. Yeah.
Yep. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.